Hey, Barstool Rundown listeners, you can find us every Monday through Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. All right, it's the Barstool Idol Rundown, Thursday, June 23rd.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy won. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
All right, it's the rundown. My name's Caroline. And how many people have you guys murdered?
Zero people.
Zero?
Wow, that's good.
Think you're going to win this competition? Can't kill?
Yeah, I do.
Danny?
May have had a few.
Love it. So you're probably watching this being like, ew, why are these people here? But we're part of Barstool Idol. We're in the top four. We have one more person tune in. My name is Caroline.
John Rich.
Danny Jackal.
And today I'll be your host. We got a lot of...
It's really loud over there. They're just having fun.
They just don't respect.
Yeah.
We command zero respect.
Yeah, we're very new to this too, so you know.
Very fair again, but
a little rusty maybe. I don't even know.
Pulling
the rest off.
We're the rookies here. So we're gonna get right into the topics. It's been a really big week. Our first thing is Roger Goodell claims he doesn't know that Dave was banned from NFL games and events. Have you guys?
Yeah.
How do you not know Dave? You know, like, what?
I think he knows Dave. I think he's saying, I have no idea that he was banned.
Oh.
I think that's what he's doing.
First off, that's ridiculous. I mean, I think Roger Goodell probably knows Dave more than, like, any other person in the world. Dave has been on his ass for years, and I guarantee Roger Goodell had something to do with him being banned.
Yeah.
I do kind of almost respect his just completely sticking to the bit and, like, completely... like going to the grave with you. Oh, I don't really know who Dave is. It doesn't matter. This doesn't concern me. So a little bit of respect for that, but
it's kind of savage of him.
So let's read. This is what Dave posted. So he posted on his Instagram, I believe it was yesterday, for immediate release. Adolf Hitler, bold start.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Kim Jong Un, Henry
Blodgett.
Thank you. I was homeschooled. Mm-hmm. Roger Goodell, the Mount Rushmore of despicably evil leaders. Today, Roger Goodell erased any shred of doubt that he belongs on the list after he committed perjury, lying under oath to the U.S. government. On Wednesday morning, during a House Oversight Committee hearing on toxic workplace allegations against the Washington Commanders that Roger Goodell enabled and probably encouraged, Representative Jim Jordan asked Raji a simple question. I love that.
Yeah.
Why did he ban David S. Portnoy? Do you guys know his middle name?
Oh, I should, but not off the top of my head.
Cut.
Scott. I think it's Scott. It's Scott.
Looks like Spider just said Scott, so hell yeah.
A handsome journalist working hard for the American people from NFL. I feel like that was kind of a little bit humble, calling himself a journalist. Not that he's not, but, you know.
Yeah.
When you think Dave Portnoy, what would you say his job is?
Mogul.
This is the big boss.
Yeah, it was
big
like
dog.
He was a journalist. He grew up a journalist, though.
No,
I mean, that's how he got his start.
But it's like saying like Obama.
Again,
I mean,
Dave Portnoy. He's a humble guy. He's a hardworking journalist for the people.
He's done a lot.
We're sucking up. Hire us. And events. Okay, Pinocchio's answer was that
Pinocchio.
He was not familiar with the issue, quote unquote, not familiar with the issue, and didn't know what he was talking about. We'll take big fat lies for 2,000, Alex. Okay, so my thing is that he's either saying that he doesn't know what's going on and he's bad at his job.
Who's saying?
Or he's lying. He's lying or he's bad at his job, right?
Roger Goodell is lying, and he's kind of good at his job. He's a terrible person and everyone hates him, but I think that is his job.
But how
for the
would
most
you not
part.
Know who you ban? Do you know what I mean? Like, that's like,
yeah.
That's negligence.
I think he's just trying to be like, it's beneath me. I think that's the the stance he's trying to take is that he's got, so I got people below me who handle this. Yeah, yeah, I'm not sure. He's, Roger Goodell's a liar. He doesn't make any sense, but, you know, that's par for the course around here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we have no one fighting that he's right.
On Roger Goodell's side? Yeah, nobody's on Roger Goodell's side.
Yeah, no one is here. Yeah, that's pretty bad. It's a taking. I know in the when they were questioning him, they talked about, like, freedom of speech and things like that. I would like to know who else is banned, because I'm sure there are, like, you know, people who have done terrible things.
That's a good question.
Maybe to children, maybe to, you know what I mean, who go to these games. Like,
are you guys banned from any?
No, but the NFL definitely bans pedophiles. That's something the NFL always does.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like if like Dave can't go to an NFL game, I want to know how many murderers, how many pedophiles, how many, you know, how many people can go to NFL games?
It's a great question.
Seems, yeah, bad. So here we go. Brady tweets about Che and Barstool. We're pulling that up right now.
I did not actually see this. Since we've been doing this Barcelona thing, I'm so unplugged into what's happened during this week.
Yeah.
So Che posted an adorable selfie.
I'm loving this.
Says LFG. I think that means let's fucking go.
Sure does.
Exclamation point. Happy National Hydration Day. Ooh. Tom Brady 12 exclamation point. Fist bump emoji. He's holding a water bottle. And Tom Brady says we should put a 50,000 Stephen Che one of one water bottle in the store and see if Steve buys it. So,
wait,
would you buy it?
I can have
it
more.
Ahead.
Think that's amazing.
And then Che respond, can I set up auto pay?
Can you scroll up for a second? I want to see that tweet one more time. So what exactly is Tom Brady saying here? We should put a $50,000 Stephen Che one of one water bottle in the store and see if Steve buys it himself.
Yeah,
just like,
so he's charging Stephen Che $50,000.
See, that seems like good marketing on my
point. Great marketing.
Use someone else to buy a product.
Well, if Tom Brady's promoting it too, it's like, come on.
Yeah. $50,000. I think that Tom Brady probably doesn't know how much $50,000 is. He probably thinks it's like, like $20.
It's like a little spare cash.
Yeah, just a little bit of money. Did you guys know that Giselle makes actually, or has, and she makes more money than Tom Brady. She's the breadwinner.
I've heard that.
It's hot.
They're both very hot.
Okay.
So yeah, that's super cool. A win for Che. I bet he's like annoyed that he has to like be around us when those things are happening for him.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay, on to our next topic, the NBA draft.
Is that tonight? Yeah?
Sure is.
Yeah.
What do we know about the NBA draft? I'll start. I know one player. It's Jaden Ivey. He went to Purdue. I think I've heard he's going second overall. That is about all the analysis I can give you on the NBA draft. I'll probably recognize some names as we go through here. Chet Holmgren. Okay, he's a skinny dude. From Gonzaga, I think Paolo Banchero, no idea.
When I hear
Paolo
NBA,
Banchero again? Why is Paolo Banchero? Never mind.
When I hear NBA, I think like Natural Ball Association. Like I don't even.
The Natural Ball Association.
Yeah,
yes.
That's all. Not all I have for that.
Natural Ball.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah.
That's right.
NBA. Why did I say yes?
You're on fire.
You're killing it.
So cool.
Here, I got an idea. Let's name some basketball players. We don't know about the NBA draft.
Devin Booker, my boy.
Well, there that's you go. A great, great segue.
That's a hell of a segue.
Of a segue, so I feel like
we He's so hot. I love him.
Well, anything else we want to say about the NBA draft? I feel like we definitely just kind of...
Can we just, like, go to Devin Booker?
Let's go to Devin Booker.
He's single man. I want to hop on.
That's when you let us do this. So Kendall Jenner and Devin Booker have... Oh, once again, I didn't know that this is like the second or third time. Anyone know that this is the second or third time?
Well, he did hit me up this time, so.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Yeah.
They have split. Really quick, can we just all say our favorite Kardashian, like, real quick, Kim?
Oh, Khloe, easily.
I mean, it's hard because I kind of like all the Kardashians. I don't know about the Jenners as much. I don't know.
Okay, moving on.
Can we talk about
too hard. I like them all kind of a little.
Talk about our least favorite and why it's Courtney.
Wait. Maybe the least one is, I think, a better answer.
I love Khloe, but Kim, girly. Kendall feels like they're on different paths, one source shared. So Kendall probably did the breaking up or is claiming it. That one source is Kris Jenner, while another said that the two have had discussions about their future, but they are not on the same page. Okay, so they're not on the same page. Got it.
Yeah.
Devin Booker with the... Oh, sorry. My bad.
I live in Scottsdale, Arizona, so I get to go to see my boy a lot when I go to the stadium.
What are we doing on the screen? You're just trying to make me horny. Yeah, you're literally like just scrolling through hot pictures of Kendall Jenner in her ass.
She is beautiful.
So I appreciate it.
Yeah.
But.
Kendall Jenner has kind of been said to be maybe the most difficult Kardashian, maybe
really?
The least favorite Kardashian. I feel like the internet's really hard on her.
Difficult, though. I feel like she seems the most chill out of all of them.
Definitely. She seems.
Oh, really? You haven't seen The Cucumber? You guys seen The Cucumber?
I've seen D-Ring, I thought. Yeah.
You know
cucumber.
D-Ring.
Yeah, okay. A little bit. I don't know how to cut a cucumber either, and I'm not. Yeah. I like her. She seems the most.
She seems the most normal, actually.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
She does.
Who do you think. We have to pick Devin Booker or Kendall Jenner. You can't be too nice. Who do you think was the difficult one?
I mean, Devin. Well, they're both busy, I guess.
That's too nice.
I'm gonna go with Devin Booker.
You think he's the difficult one?
He's playing an NBA team, traveling around a lot. I don't know. He's probably sleeping with other women and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, but
who do we want them to date next?
Me.
For Devin Booker? Anyone for Kendall?
I mean, she can date me.
That's perfect, actually. We should.
Amazing.
You guys are watching. Feel free to shoot us a message.
I feel like for drama, Devin should go to Kylie. And for Kendall, she should.
That's going to be just extreme.
I love it.
Problems.
I love the drama. It's great for the show. Okay, so we have another.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay. So,
I think you had a good song the other night.
So this one says, why you should never masturbate. It looks like masturbate.
I feel like that's your thing.
Nope, that's okay. 30. I think that the notes app doesn't know how to spell masturbate. Okay, so this is we got a blog from Malcolm Smutler. He says that 31. It is a Twitter thread that says 31 reasons you should never masturbate again. Can we see?
I'm so intrigued.
I would like to see.
Yeah,
I want
really
everyone to guess why you shouldn't masturbate.
Something about your chi, I think. That the word cheese is going to be used.
Okay, why do you think you should never? No looking.
Maybe like I don't know, emotionally, like maybe mental health wise, it could. But why would it not? I feel like if anything, it would like relieve stress. I don't know. Let's find out.
The power of your semen. I love that. Your legs help you stand, walk, and run, but your semen is what gives you the ability to do so.
I don't think that's true.
Maybe not. Not only does your semen produce children and pleasure, it also has deep functions in your mind and body. Semen dehydration. So you need to have semen or you'll be dehydrated. I've seen lots of men who have semen and are very dehydrated. You don't need to. Yeah, I don't know if you need to.
It's not a reason.
A limited semen regeneration?
What? I don't know. I feel
semen regeneration will stop or slow down.
I feel like whoever's writing this is
saying the same thing.
Health
like
concerns.
100 times in a row.
I feel like did like the Mormons come out with this? Like,
I'm a hypochondriac and I don't think
BYU come out with this? Murder. Some say our semen has reproductive seeds, so it shouldn't be destroyed. BYU definitely wrote this.
That's a heck of a
Brigham Young University wrote this. Reduce ejaculation force.
Can we like check out this dude? Like
emptiness after age 30.
Let's learn about Tariq.
I want to see you.
He's a quit porn specialist. I teach you how to never watch porn again.
Does he live like a miserable life? Like I'm confused.
He looks kind
of
like a cool guy.
7 years of watching porn to no sex,
he seems
porn,
fine.
Or masturbation for over a year.
Hmm.
You know, actually, though, I heard that, like, coming can actually make your life longer.
Oh, wow.
Really?
I did. I heard that, I heard that. I thought, like, that's good for you somehow.
I'm of the opinion that no matter how much you come, it's probably not going to affect your length of life that much.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if he's saying, like, no masturbation, does that mean no sex with anyone? Like,
No, he's saying done.
This dude's entire profile is just dedicated to not masturbating.
Porn
it's more than just that thread. It's just every tweet is don't masturbate. This guy.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you guys. How often do you think is healthy to masturbate?
I think about once every day or two.
I feel like for boys,
so like a week, seven or four.
Yeah, I'd say yes. I'd say like every like day and a half.
Day and a half. Okay.
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I feel like guys can differ from girls. It just depends on the person, but maybe a few times a week. I don't know.
A few times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And do you feel like porn is important to masturbate? Essential or non-essential?
I don't think it's a necessity.
No, not anymore.
Just powerful thoughts.
Yeah, exactly.
But again, it depends on the person. You just, I don't know.
Okay.
It really does
okay.
depend.
And then we also have a super fun topic. It's the biggest thing happening in pop culture. Mm-hmm. It's actually like massive.
It is.
We have Barstool Idol, which if you're not familiar, then you must be living under a rock. Barstool is having a competition. There were 8,000 people who applied. There were 12 people who came, but not from masturbating. They just came to Barstool. And we've been doing challenges, started on Monday. Today is now Thursday. Tonight, the Barstool Idol will be crowned. Crying will happen. It'll probably be crazy.
At 7 p.m.
At 7 p.m. So, so this is the three of the four. We won like a challenge, and so our other contestant isn't here right now. But, you know, while we're here talking Barstool Idol, watch tonight The Yak on YouTube at 7 p.m. Who were you the saddest to see go?
Marcy, for sure. I felt really bad for her yesterday.
Marcy?
She was so nice.
I agree.
Like,
she's so
nice
cute. She's so sweet.
She was definitely one of mine, but I also felt Clemmer.
Yeah.
A lot of pain.
That's a good
Clemmer.
Pick, too.
Yeah.
That's a good pick.
I just think Marcy, she wants to work for Barstool so bad, and so I think she'll totally.
Are there any feelings about her being 18 and the fact that, like, she has a long and chance and, like, a lot of time to get here?
Yeah, she totally has a chance. Yeah. I think, like, in general, college was the best time of my entire life. So I think, like, she should totally just ride out college and then when it's time.
Yeah. And since you mentioned Clemmer, I just want to say directly to the camera, I don't even remember your name, but the dude who came here to heckle Clemmer, fuck you, man. Like, you were not funny at all.
Kinda...
This dude came all the way from Boston. He showed up to our basketball thing. I think he said, like, two sentences.
He didn't really talk
about
basketball.
And he kind of got a little bit better, I guess, during that elimination over there. But that was bad. That was tough to watch.
Yeah, I think I lost a lot of dignity waking up at 6:30 to play basketball. But you want to know who had less dignity than me? The guy who woke up at 5 and drove here to heckle Clemmer playing basketball. That was
weird.
That was weird. Extremely weird. So one of the big things about Barstool Idol was that Jeff Nadeau got sent home. People were saying it was rigged. He was going to win. He, of course, already worked here. What were your guys' thoughts on Jeff, and what were your guys' thoughts about him being sent home?
Well, I mean, I'm really fucking happy he left, considering I was up there almost eliminated right next to him. So, you know, I'm a little biased. But overall, I mean, he had his chance, you know? I think he was, like, at heart a nice dude. And he's funny.
You say at heart. Did you think he wasn't nice?
He gave off this, like, persona that he was some, like,
that he's
big
in
dick
the mob.
Douchebag, you know? But
he's in the mob.
Do you think he is in the mob?
Sick.
No, I don't.
Okay,
yeah.
And what were quick.
I was going to say, I mean, he's part of Barstool. I mean, I don't think he officially works here. I don't know if he ever gets paid by Barstool, but
yeah, I don't know
he's going to come back. Like, he's always going to resurface. I don't know. I'll say this. He made the competition a lot more fun. It was a really interesting wrinkle to have him in there. I really enjoyed making a video with him. I definitely, like, took my shots at him at some points during Barstool Idol, but I'm overall glad he was in it.
I think he made a lot of great content, for sure. I think that he actually ended up being, like, one of my favorites. Yeah. At the beginning, I was like, I do not want anything to do with this guy. but I think he's got a lot of heart, and he's got a lot of... But also, like, you know, he's here. He's around.
Yeah.
And then there were four, so it's me, you, and Luke. And how are you guys feeling going in today?
I was super nervous, as always. I think I'm getting a little bit more comfortable now, but I don't know. I just really want to work here. I hope y'all four get hired.
Yeah, how you feeling, Danny?
Me too. I agree. I'm super nervous. I think I agree with John, and I'm a little bit better on camera today. I think day three was, like, the worst day I had, which was yesterday.
I agree.
It's just... I think I felt a lot of pressure overall with being on live constantly and having so many people watching at once while kind of having a job interview, so to speak. You know, it's not just like a regular day of kind of like, hey, guys, like on live, but instead it's there's so much pressure because it's like you want to keep moving forward and then there's people watching and then kind of testing out everything with everyone. It's like first impressions and you got to impress them and be funny and there's just a lot of pressure there. So
definitely. I think, I think that it's a great hazing almost in a way because some of the things you said like are deaf a part of the job.
And healthy so haze.
Yeah, it's like a healthy...
Yeah, it's just.
I might sue you guys if you don't hire me. But threats. I definitely feel you. What's worse right now, your mental health or your physical health?
Physical, absolutely. I bet I've lost 10 pounds.
I'd be down to sleep for like a full 24 hours.
Yeah, I haven't pooped in probably about like 5 days. Mm-hmm.
You would win Texas Poop Hold'em.
I would definitely win Texas Poop Hold'em. Mental health down the drain. I think it's like a rule if you work here that you have to be massively dehydrated and like be peeing orange. I'm ready, guys. I'm already done it. So might be a
pee orange
UTI.
Yeah, you just might. You might
a
have
good a good one to end.
Honestly, it might be an UTI, or I might just work at Barstool, and be super dehydrated. So, anyways, thank you guys for watching this episode. I know you probably clicked on this, saw these people, and wanted to be off of it, mm-hmm. but you know.
We appreciate it.
We did our best.
Appreciate it. Yeah, hope you guys liked it.
Yeah, all right. That's the rundown. Thank you.
And head over now to the Barstool Sports YouTube page to watch the finale and see which of these people win.
All right, guys.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now. Save.